The male holds a territory on water because the eggs are laid. Their larval stage is an underwater nymph. So the male holds a territory waiting for the female to come in. And she's off in the woods foraging, having a good time until she feels the need to lay an egg. And then she has to come to the water to lay an egg. He sees her coming in, and it's kind of caveman style at this point. He just flies out and chases her down and grabs her. And he doesn't have hands, and he doesn't have arms. He's got appendages at the end of his abdomen, and all dragonflies have a lot of empty space behind their eyeballs. He grabs her by the back of the eyeballs, and his appendages that he grabs her with are shaped differently than any other species. So if they're the same species, at that point she stops being evasive and she says, oh, this feels pretty good. And then she will agree to mate with him. It's totally up to her. Their sex is described as the wheel position, and no other critter does it this way. And he has tools for removing sperm left inside her from any prior encounters she could have had. Get the idea why I'm interested in these guys. They're really unique and different. After that, they go off and lay eggs, and she can lay a lot of eggs. Some of them actually stay attached to the female and guide her around laying the eggs, because if he lets go of her, another guy could come in and remove his sperm. Other males hover guard over the female while she lays her eggs, and once she's done, if he agrees that she's done, I've seen the male herd her back in and say, you're not done yet, baby. Lay some more eggs. Once she's done, he'll go back and stay on the territory and wait